Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let's focus on getting it done, shall we, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the DJV show. Victoria is out all week. This week, where'd she go? Up to upstate New York, I think, someplace, right? So she'll be right. She's going to be in the middle of about a foot and a half of snow in 2 days. wait till that shakes out and see how. Well, listen, if you like the person you're with, she obviously likes her husband a lot. So it's a kind of that drama will play out in a manner of speaking. We have our dream job. Jennifer's got three dream jobs. They're all around the dream of being on the radio since she was young. Do you ever want to do anything else other than
be on the radio? I never wanted to be on the radio.
Really?
No, I was too shy. I wanted to be a teacher, and then originally my life's ambition was to be a checker at Kmart and a ballet dancer. Originally my life's ambition, because I loved watching the ladies with the long nails on the cash register, so that was pretty big deal. And then I was going to be a teacher or a psychologist, and then public relations. Right. And then here I am. Yeah. No, I was always so shy. I never thought
best
I could
laid
do this.
Plans. You are fabulous, though. And you, some people say it helps to have a plan. Well, sometimes there was the old expression, the best laid plans of mice and men, down the river by the old mill stream. One of the good things I think about being on the air is that you've been able to, you're working in a family, certainly this is a family environment. I don't know that working the radio station in L.A. is a family thing, but working in CRN, your father, and you have that company. And so what happens is that the drama that's going on in your life becomes part of what it is. I don't know if you talk about it. You don't really talk about it too much here, a little bit. I'm guessing you don't talk much about it at all in L.A. But it is, I think that's something that people want to know more. They want to know how you are. They want to know how I am. They want to know how Victoria is. Whatever it is that's going on, and this year has been intense for you. And once in a while, Victoria will say something like that. And then people say, I want to find out what's happening. And that's one of the things. I'm very guilty of this. I'll say, we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. It's like giving away the prizes and stuff. But more, I'm talking about more seriously, because people are invested. The reason they listen to radio like this anyway, and have for years, is because they want it. One of the things that I hear all the time, constantly, in fact, is, we love, Doug, how you talk about your farm, and when you talk about your daughter, when you talk about your grandson, and you talk about your son and his TV show. People want to have an identity. A lot of people listen to us, don't have anybody else in their lives.
Well, what a lot of people don't get about talk radio is that it's about relationships. It's about connecting with people who are out there, and sometimes you can't see their faces, but you know that they're there. And I think a lot of times, especially in the talk format, you have a lot of people who are activists who come. And I feel like if you're not willing to show people who you are, why would anybody want to listen? You have to be able to kind of entertain and be vulnerable a little bit, and then the people come, I think. I mean, that's always been my mentality anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that's very true. I think that there are a lot of things that are going on that don't have to do with just what's in the news, especially when the same stuff gets talked about over and over again. The most popular programs now, as we sort of distance ourselves from the reality of the election, and people can hardly wait, it's hard to distance ourselves from COVID. You look at the numbers, and more numbers here. The largest single-day toll since the start of all of this. Let's see here. It's almost like, okay, we're waiting for the vaccine, so we're going to make it as difficult as possible. And, okay, I've resisted, Jennifer, talking about the numbers because I don't think so what? The argument about whether really 295,000 people have died of this, which is what some say, and others say the number's half that because these people are on their way out. They're on the long slippery slope out. So I resent.
I think the numbers are pretty wrong, actually.
Yeah,
I think that it's going to take us a while to actually get it right.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is just based on personal experience. I know, for instance, that I never tested positive and had it.
Yeah.
I know that my parents, you know, and even actually people in my, just people that I know who've had to return to work, like people around me, have gone and taken multiple tests and have received multiple positives. Even though it's only one case, they received several positives, and those were counted as additional cases. But
yeah.
What I think the numbers are good for is trends. And obviously we see a trend that things are ticking upwards, and I think we can feel it. We see people in our circles who might be getting sick and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I think to live and die by the numbers, and for all of these elected officials locally saying, well, the numbers, numbers, numbers. Well, many times what they're talking about are, again, the number of tests. They're not necessarily talking about the number of cases. So there's a lot of posturing around. But the results are, I mean, you can't deny that people are getting sick and that right now there are more people. The numbers are getting higher than they are lower. So
well, it depends on where you are. The northernmost climes. Northern states like Maine and Minnesota and Wisconsin are seeing the numbers drop in the last 3 or 4 days drastically. So maybe this is a sign that the rest of the country will be following suit. Remember, there's supposed to be really interesting changes in energy in the next couple of weeks. Is that brought about by people in their psychological focus on mass vaccinations, which start this week? That's a big, you know, that puts a curb on all of this stuff and calms people down. And as you know, I think the mental approach to this is the same or as is important as the physical approach to this, because our mind, spirit, mind, body connection is all very well tied in, and it's very well documented that when you feel badly, your immune system doesn't work as well. When you're all excited about something, let's say you fall in love. For you know what that does, charges up your body, charges up your psyche, and your everything about you feels so much better. So maybe what you need to do is think about being in love. Think about, I'm talking about, go through your history and think about the times you've been in love with another human being. Whatever the circumstance, when you fall in love and that euphoric feeling and how good you felt, you didn't get sick. Right? You didn't have a chance. Your body didn't give you a chance because you felt so good. Everything was working. 100%. So that's the kind of stuff you can psych yourself into feeling good and turn off that GD television with all those idiots on CNN and whatever network it is. What a waste of time and energy. My God. And scaring the hell out of people. I saw something over the weekend about stockpiling food because there's not going to be enough food in the supermarkets. You can always find something to eat. It may be that you won't find your first choice or your second choice or whatever. And so
the thing that stinks about that is that, and as someone
food?
Who went through COVID, no, not the thing that stinks about food, but the thing that stinks is that they're driving panic. The reason there's shortages is because there's stories on the news about shortages.
Unnecessary.
So
completely
when they do the story about shortages, then what are we going to do? We're all going to be programmed to get in line, stand at the grocery store, buy up everything we can. It becomes like an
sheep.
Exciting game.
We're all
when you
like
find
sheep.
Something.
You know, that's that lawsuit against Google and Facebook. A lot of that has such merit because they're all trying to get everybody to think their way and not you know, all the stuff that's been yanked that's controversial. Oh, we can't have those things in there. So why are you in business in the first place then? You know, don't be telling us that you're something that you're not. It's not a free form, freedom of exchange of ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not there. It isn't. So think about that as you move through your day. Be your own boss. Be your own best friend. Be your own cheerleader. That's right. And then you feel better and you'll board the stuff
My
off.
My grandfather always said you have to be your own mechanic, your own doctor, your own your own tax person.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be your own mechanic.
And you know what we're talking about? Millennials? Millennials can't fix anything. They don't know how to fix. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how their car works. They probably don't even know how their computer works. They know what they can do with it, but they don't know how it works. They don't know how their body works. They don't know how their mind works. Come on. Let's get a tune-up. Let's think about it that way. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Our download, the latest one that's at djvshow.com, is a focus on John Denver and the fact that he was the runner-up astronaut for the Challenger in 1998. Remember that? And he wouldn't have been around he got to be friends with all of the people. That's a good story. Listen, I think that's one of my most, I like that story, frankly. And not that I don't like all the stories we talk about here. It's just kind of cool. And then we talk about the new astronauts who are getting ready to go to the moon in the next couple of years. And I talk about how much of every dollar goes for defense spending. And we have a warning about holiday shipping. If you're not about the business of getting something shipped, I'm going to spend some time today figuring out what I want to buy from catalogs so that I make sure it gets to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
By the time I got to get that. Right. So hear that on the latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Most people apparently listening to us get their podcast from Apple. But wherever you get it, get it.
Looking for gifts for DIYers? A new year and new projects are just around the corner, so shop Lowe's for tools the pros use. Right now, save big on over 200 powerful DeWalt 20-volt max tools. And pick up an extra two-pack of 20-volt max 3-amp-hour batteries that was $149 and is now $99. Shop in-store, home on our app and Lowe's.com, and pick up curbside for contactless service. While supplies last, valid through February 3rd, 2021. U.S. only.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, speaking of stockpiling, you see what's going on in England, Jennifer? Supermarkets stockpiling food because they're being told by the folks that run England that no-deal Brexit is in the cards. Food producers warning there'll be a shortage of everything for months and months and months. Emergency planners predict no deal would spark panic buying, and that's what they've got going on right now. More great leadership from boring Boris and the rest of them that can't seem to get it together. It's really amazing. Supermarkets and other stores, apparently, are stockpiling stuff, clothing stores as well. So there it is. Be happy you're not there at the moment. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour here, this is, I'm not, I can't connect with this at all, so I'm sure, this is something though, I don't connect with the music, but I do connect with the story, Pearl's iconic chrome Slingerland set sold for over $100,000, way beyond $100,000. I think Pearl, Neil Peart. I said Pearl is the name of Pearl Jam. Neil Peart's Rush drum kit sold for $500,000. They expected to bring in $100,000. Can you imagine?
No.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's just, it is. There was a big music memorabilia sale last week at Bonham's. And let's see here. This kit features dual blue heads printed with Rush's logo, Neil Peart's name, as well as chrome-wrapped tom-toms, original head signed by Peart himself. So there's the $500,312, to be exact, Jennifer.
Is that what you got me for Christmas?
Ah, the one for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. All right, let's keep moving here. Coming up on 25 after the hour on today's DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and you with Dolly. Dolly is with us. She's going to debut a perfume.
Oh, I'm in.
As part of a
whatever
collection.
She smells like, I want to smell like, too.
Really?
I did something this past weekend that was
fun.
Yeah.
You
know, I've been trying to get myself into the Christmas mode with these Hallmark and Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was one called, like, a Holly Dolly Christmas or something like that.
Yep.
So I taped it. I think it came out a couple years ago. I don't think it's new this year, but it's still out there. It's the cutest, or no, Christmas at Dollywood, I think is what it was. It was the cutest thing. It was a story all about Dollywood. She was in it, and it was amazing and fun.
Yep. She said, fragrance has already played a major role in my life. I wear my own combination of scents every day. Developing my own brand and scent with Edge has been an amazing experience. I'm looking forward to becoming a big part of the fragrance community. More money for her to give away.
In essence,
the guy that runs Edge Beauty, Steve Moormorphis, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is it? Explained that he's going to offer a unique collection It's not going to be... Are they going to sell it in stores? Where are they selling this?
I would imagine that they'd either sell it in stores or online. What I wonder is if it's too late for her to crack in with the millennials. I hope not. I hope that she has some success with this, but that's a tough reach when people are buying Ariana Grande's perfume, you know?
Consumers will be able to try the fragrance through discovery-sized vials at an accessible price prior to the purchase of the full size.
Oh, so you get a little sample.
Yeah, right, exactly. They don't want people to leave their home if you don't want to leave to go to the drugstore. Good day. To the department store. Isn't that where they sell most all cosmetics now, at the department store still?
Yeah, higher end is at department stores. You can buy fragrances, though, at the drugstore.
Yeah. But why would you buy them online when you don't know what they smell like?
That's the tough thing. Part. That's why you have to do the sampler.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, she admits that she has to be ambulance ready at all time. Can't leave the house without her hair and makeup done. Ambulance ready. Yeah. She wears I wonder what she does look like without makeup and without a wig.
Probably unrecognizable. She probably walks by us on the street all the time laughing at us because we can't figure it out.
No, it's her. Yeah. I've been on record saying I didn't think she looked healthy. I didn't think she looked well in that show that she was on CBS last weekend. She certainly is an icon, and the reason I bring that up is because I wish her well. She's brought so much joy into people's lives in our country for so long that it would be, a shame if she wasn't in good shape or taking good care or able to take care of herself. So keep your fingers crossed on that. 28 after on the DJB Holly Jolly program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we as humans have incredible egos. We think that we're the only one that can be stressed out and suffer from anxiety. But our pets can be stressed out just as easily as we can. Here are some of the things that can stress our pets out. Let's face it, sometimes our pets are like children. Just like children, our pets need consistency and predictability. And for pets, change can be one of the leading causes for high stress levels. As much as possible, give your cat a constant or your dog a constant schedule and be consistent. If you're moving from one location to another, this can also increase anxiety and stress. I recommend having all of the dog or cat's items in the new home before the dog or cat actually arrives. And don't be afraid to make sure that your dog or cat is getting plenty of mental and physical stimulation. That will help alleviate stress. But any change in your life can cause stress in your dog or your cat. Recognize it, take action, and I promise it won't be that big a deal. It really won't. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349, Mechanics Wear Durahyde Impact Gloves at only $29.98, or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199? Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner and ink nog.
Tis the season to save big on ink and toner at Staples.
Right now, get 30% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Give your printer the gift of ink or toner this holiday and receive 30% back in Staples rewards.
In store only, ends 12/26. Curbside available in most stores. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/30andrewards for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours, that all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon. As the moon blocks, the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday Night Football did not disappoint football fans as the Cleveland Browns fall to their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens 47-42. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson ran all over the Browns. Then he ran to the locker room because of cramps. He ran back out on the field for a 4th-and-5 play.
You know, Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still stretching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. Nah, like, we just got to go out there. Nah, nah, start running out there. Kel running with me. It's 4th down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with
the
victory.
The game was tied at 42. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining at the snap.
I'll sound like a broken record, but it's see the ball, kick the ball, wide plant, get downfield. Of course, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling that goes into you know, any field goal, but especially one that is, you know, going to be the difference in the game. And the only thing that you really can do and should do, in my, you know, just based on my experiences playing in this league now for 9 years, is you know, your feelings are unimportant. You have to focus on the action of kicking the ball, not the consequence. And we've been able to do that really well for a long time, and tonight we're able to do just that.
A safety on the last play of the game is the reason for the 5-point separation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Page 2 of this hour of the DJV program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is off this week. So here we go into another round of helping neighbors try to figure out what's going on. People across the country with the focus on the Electoral College, democracy, and going back in my memory to Al Gore and what happened during the 2020 race, but it was a lot closer then. And it was Bush just barely had 271 electoral votes. And that's because there were 537 votes that he got, that in Florida, according to the counts anyway, Jennifer, Bush won by 537 votes out of 6 million that were cast in that state.
Yeah, and this is what's interesting about that case, is that had Al Gore strategically actually challenged more of the state, he would have won. He would have been the president. He instead just challenged 2 counties, and that's what it came down to. And in those 2 counties, that's where George Bush was able to pull out the win. Remember, the Supreme Court got involved in that race as well with the same ideology that President Trump, well, not even President Trump, but the state of Texas, the Attorney General there was trying to use or force the Supreme Court into making that same argument as precedent had been set already with the Bush versus Gore case. So kind of interesting to find out that the Supreme Court did not want to pick it up. Not a huge, huge surprise, because think about that. The Supreme Court is always about balancing out power, right? The Supreme Court is always about respecting the branches of government. And they felt that if they heard this case, that they could be responsible or not for overturning the course of the election or continuing it on its current course. And that's a huge amount of responsibility. Now, should they have had the backbone to do it? I mean, people could discuss that all day long, but when you look at the Supreme Court and how they rule, typically they rule more conservatively, and I don't mean Republican or Democrat, I mean in a more conservative way, and I don't think that any of the justices really wanted to have their fingerprints on a decision like that, because especially of the time and place we are right now where everything is so divided. So I think a lot of people were hopeful about the Supreme Court. Because I love this chaos, I wish that we could have seen Ted Cruz like actually argue this case out in front of the Supreme Court. I think it would have been fun and interesting, and I know that sounds really selfish, but I mean, I can understand why they didn't pick up the case. Now I think the thing to note is that President Trump's last hope really relies on people who are going to challenge this in Congress on January the 6th. And we'll see if there's any movement there. If not, the president will leave the White House. And many are saying that on the day of the inauguration, he'll hold a rally in person and actually announce his run for 2024. So we'll see if that happens.
For me, I can hardly wait. Yeah, that would be great. Meanwhile, the course on White House vaccines and the vaccine in general, as you know, Pfizer has started to ship the vaccines. Many of the first responders are getting it.
All big cities right now. Yeah, all the big cities have it.
Yeah. So what about the plan to distribute vaccine to the White House staff?
Well, you know, there was a weird story over the weekend that indicated that they were going to just give everything to the White House staff and that it was going to kind of break protocol. And over the weekend, President Trump said, everybody on the White House staff will get it like the regular American people will get it. So whatever tier
the
individual
is. No early vaccines at the White House.
Exactly. Just because you work at the White House doesn't mean that you should jump the line. And so I don't know if Biden will continue that if he's the person that's going to be there. I don't know if that's what they're going to do as well, but Trump's like, not here. We're just all going to wait in line and get it as we're supposed to. Now, Trump did say he would take it on TV when his number is up, and I know a lot of other presidents have indicated the same thing.
Do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So in the meantime, there are another group of stories focusing on whether young people have less risk. I think that's fairly well documented. And so with that in mind, they say, if we're not going to get it, why should we wear a mask, or why should we do this or do that, without thinking about the impact that it has or understanding how this thing works. You may not have it, but you may be a carrier. And as a result of that, a lot of deaths have risen near college campuses in the cities and towns where the colleges are, because the kids are intermingling with people who run businuses, who are, involved in sports activities.
Young people can still get it. They're just not going to get as sick. I think the thing that is a misnomer is that people are saying that, you may not know you have it or you're a carrier, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's been some new studies that have come out that said if you're asymptomatic, that typically you are not in every case, but you're more likely not to be passing it on unless you start to develop symptoms. So that's a little bit of good news, because I know a lot of people were afraid of that. But the truth is that nobody's really exempt. I mean, you have people who think that they're just going to beat it off, and they might. I mean, they might be able to get rid of it.
That's
and
in your
I think
head.
That's, yeah, and I think more than likely. I mean, how many people? 99.9% people are going to come out from COVID. It's just there's the fear again that a case is somehow going to equal death. I know that's how I felt when I was diagnosed with it, because that's what you're hearing in the media. So I think the thing is to try to keep people safe, but not to panic, because there's so much fear mongering that's going on.
Awful.
And it's messing with people's psyche. And I don't
the
know
government
if
is spending $250 million to encourage you to take the vaccine. Oh, 60% of people said
Bring
that they
the
were likely Yeah, right. Let's see here. 20% say they're not going to, and then there's about 20% that haven't made up their minds yet. I think I'm going to get it, frankly. And I think that it's, if nothing else, it's almost a defensive move for me because...
You what? I'm back to it again, too. I was, like, waffling back and forth. And now, I don't know.
But I'm not going to take Pfizer. I'm going to do the Moderna.
Well, the Moderna one is supposed to be out on Friday, I think, is the date that they're expecting that. I don't know. I've been waffling back and forth a lot. I think the idea is that people should figure out what's best for them. You know, I hope that the government doesn't get into a position where they're mandating it, because I really strongly believe that people should choose if they want it or not.
No, they could never get away with that. There'd be too many suits. Well, meanwhile, the government of Germany, says that they're going to enact a nationwide lockdown the day after Christmas. They're not going to close the schools and stores until after Christmas, the stores especially, because they don't want to put them out of business. Apparently German. But I don't. Again, we can go back and forth into this thing from now until the 12th of never, and nobody's gonna. We're not gonna have 100% or even 80% or 50% agreement on what's what and who's who. You and I strongly believe that businesses should be open, schools should be open, everything, frankly, should be open, and that people ought to take the responsibility to take care of themselves, and by doing that, they take care of others. Wear a mask, the personal distancing, that sort of thing. But to have everything shut down the way it is and all of us running around like Chicken Little is asinine. And it's anti-productive.
In a conspiratorial way, and you taught me to be like this, so you created this monster.
Nice.
on me, because I used to never be the conspiracy theorist, but now I question a lot of stuff. Great. And I feel like this is a test run by governments to see just how much we have the stomach for. How much can we be shut down? How much government control be allowed into our lives? Right.
Yep.
Because, maybe COVID today.
So Hitler came to power.
Right?
Hitler came to power. The Germans are doing exactly the same thing they did before Hitler came to power. Very interesting. Yep, very interesting. So, Jennifer, just a quick update on the GOP and the Democrats in Georgia, the runoffs. What's different there, or what's happened over the weekend? There have been a lot of claims that there's fraud there, sort of echoing what Trump has been saying, but how do you know till the votes are counted whether there's fraud?
Well, early voting is happening. I know. Yeah. Well, I think you can look at the number of absentee ballots, which is what a lot of people are worried about. And Stacey Abrams, who many people say kind of built in this voter fraud ring into Georgia, she worked very hard to do a lot of registrations, which is great. I'm not against her doing registrations. The problem is the absentee and the signature matching and all of this, because what we know happens with absentee ballots is a lot of times you have people on the voter rolls who are registered fraudulently, and then there's no way of really checking to see where the absentee ballot goes. So the concern is that the absentee ballot count is really high. Early voting is already underway in Georgia, if you can believe it. I mean, it seems like we're constantly in some sort of election. So now people are casting their votes, and there's a lot of power.
All right, coming up, what do we have for UFO sightings? I think it's time we get an update on that. Thank you very much. Speaking of that, that's a part of the conversation we have every week on Your Hidden Power, that sort of thing. It's a metaphysical romp into the world of the sixth sense, if you will. I do this program every week, and it becomes a podcast as well. So the most recent Your Hidden Power show has a focus on a psychic who has a son who's autistic, who's more psychic than she is. She has a lot of gifts, very conversational. Nancy D'Erasmo, very conversational. Good story about her son. Spiritual gifting is what it's all about. Plus a visit from our usual friend, Uri Geller. Always there, Mary O'Malley, the psychic scout, and Laura Banks, the astrologer, all part of every week's listening on the Your Hidden Power Show and the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced the sixth generation of Wi-Fi, otherwise known as, you guessed it, Wi-Fi 6. Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce congestion in any heavy bandwidth usage scenario. It's also the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology. It builds and improves upon the current Wi-Fi standard to address the growing number of connected devices today. If you stream content or have multiple smart home devices, or maybe you just have a large number of devices in your household, then Wi-Fi 6 is what you need to deliver super fast and reliable Wi-Fi. In fact, it provides up to 4 times more capacity and ensures that your Wi-Fi meets the growing demand in your household. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link's Wi-Fi 6 enabled routers and mesh systems, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. My Pillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021 and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
So here we have it, Jennifer. UFO sightings up 283%.
Well, so is drinking, and so are people being at home. So.
National UFO Reporting Center, let's see here. 12 close encounters have been reported in Manhattan. Let's see. Well, these are just New York. 11 in Queens. Staten Island has 10.
Well, I think that's how they drop off Bill de Blasio from the mothership, isn't it?
What a pussy.
That's just his ride home at night.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's on the same ship as, Newsom. They all are on the same ride.
Check for the forked tongues, everybody.
Right, exactly. Snake. Speak out of both tongues. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving into Money Pit.
Money Pit time.
Monday is a great time for us to sort of cycle back to what we were doing over the weekend. A lot of us working on our houses, ready for the snow that's coming. Tom is here with us. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, on the air everywhere every weekend and available at moneypit.com/podcast. That's great. They have also their own newsletter. So here's one of our listeners, Tommy, whose name is Jenny. She wants to know about waterproofing paint and whether or not it works. That's a very good question. Does it work?
No such thing as waterproofing paint. That's what I say.
Really?
I mean, there really isn't. You know, the waterproofing paint that people put on their basement walls, you think about it, Doug. What do you expect to happen? The house isn't going to float. It doesn't stop the water from coming through. It's really the only thing waterproofing paint, so to speak, does is it will stop normal soil humidity from allowing some of that moisture to wick through and potentially raise the dampness level in your basement. But it's not going to stop any amount of water that wants to get in. Now, that said, there is a very easy way to stop that amount of water, and that is simply by keeping it away from the foundation. You do that by making sure you have gutters, the gutters are clean, you have enough downspouts. The downspouts are extending not the usual 1 to 2 foot that these gutter companies always love to do, but 4 to 6 feet away, and then make sure the soil slopes away from the walls. I'll tell you, if you guys have problems with any kinds of basement leaks and you want to just amuse me with this one simple inexpensive test to prove it to yourself, it's not going to work. That it does work, I should say, is go out and buy some leader material from Home Depot or Lowe's or any place you like. and then attach it to the end of the downspouts. Let it stick out. Those pipes are usually, you know, 8, 10 feet long. Let it lay on your ground for a little while and move that water away, those that number of feet from the foundation, and watch what happens. I can tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to have any more water problems.
Yeah,
I've seen this thousands of times in my career.
Seems common sense even, Tommy.
Yeah, it is. But people get ripped off every single day. I saw an email from one of my listeners that said they had just got done spending $4,000 on mold remediation in their unfinished basement. Okay, so there's two things that don't go together very well.
Don't go together.
Mold in an unfinished basement. Why does mold rarely form in an unfinished basement? Because there are no organic materials for it to grow on. There's no drywall in an unfinished basement. Mm-hmm. It's going to grow there first. It very rarely grows on the floor structure above. And so, reading between the lines, to me it says that that this poor woman got talked into having a mold problem, and I could tell you exactly what it was. It was mineral salt deposits on the walls. When moisture comes through those walls and dries off and evaporates, you get these brown, grayish, whitish stains that form on the walls. Oh, that's mold. No, it's not mold. It's just mineral salts. Prove it. Mm-hmm. Take some vinegar and wipe it down. It'll just melt away.
You know, right. Exactly.
But these contractors, you know, rip people off by trying to get them all excited
and people
about this.
Who are younger than you, the millennials, don't have any common sense. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how to fix anything on their own. So they are suckers for any Tom, Dick, or Harry that comes along and says, well, this is the way you fix that. It costs you $12,000. Where do you want to sign up?
Yeah,
it's really
yeah, I hear you, but in some cases I agree. But in this case, there's plenty of people of all ages that get impacted by panic peddling contractors. People that say, oh, my God, you got this terrible problem. But guess what?
Older people
I'm just the guy to fix it for you. Sign here.
Yeah, right. Give me a down payment, and I'll see you later. All right, so one of the things that I love about you and what the services are that you share, the podcasts and also the newsletter this week, how to get rid of Christmas tree bugs. What could be more important than that right now?
Yeah, I know, right? Just when you think everything is warm and fuzzy about getting your own Christmas tree, there are actually quite a large variety of bugs that love to live in Christmas trees. Aphids, algids, pine needle scale, bark beetles, you know, all of these types of insects will certainly love to live in your Christmas tree. So when you put your Christmas tree
Merry Christmas!
Make sure that you're shaking it out outside and vacuuming under the tree, and then get rid of the vacuum bag when you're done, because it may have Christmas tree bugs in it.
Yep. So, bugs. And what do we put for water? Do we put lemonade? What do we do with
No. Yeah, there's all kinds of, old wives' tales on those, right? The remedies that people think that work. But just plain water.
Water's fine. Thank
you. Keep it wet.
MoneyPit.com, /podcast, and the same with the newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tommy the K, 59.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.